Yeah, I think that's right. I think that this is quite a common line of critics, that in a way the Gothic is a very useful discourse for being able to talk about cultural anxiety in a displaced way. So the supernatural becomes and these kind of figures, liminal figures like vampires or mummies or later zombies, all of these kind of things are liminal figures that which you can negotiate between life and death, self and other, male and female, west and east, rational and the irrational mind, and so on. So it becomes a kind of very useful way of dealing with that. I think also it clearly is an investigation of anxiety, but I think if the Gothic simply did that, I wouldn't quite understand why people would want to read it so much. I mean, I think there is an immense surfeit of pleasure as well, and of, it's like disaster movies. We love watching, our beloved monuments being blown to pieces, because there's a kind of pleasure, perverse pleasure in imagining those kind of disasters. So, Dracula on the one hand is all of the condensations of anxiety about incomers into Victorian Britain, but he's also incredibly sexy, and people want to be that kind of figure, that transgressive figure too. So I think there are these kind of riven emotions that run all the way through it.